Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
One of my friends gave me a phone call the other day. It was really nice. I missed him very much, but since both of us are so busy, we lost track of time. And because of that, our conversations are not frequent, but when we talk, the conversation is long. So while we were talking, he told me about a couple of saints that he was reading recently. And these saints, thinking about these saints, made him do an experiment at his household. He said that every saint that he has read so far, each saint has a tremendous love for the Mother of God. And because of that love, Theotokos would come to help them, these saints, in a time of their need. So my friend decided, since I don't have such a love for the Theotokos yet, I will train myself to rely on her help and protection with every aspect of my life. And the way he would train himself was that when he came to a realization that he or his family or his friends needed help, he would stop everything that he was doing, he would cross himself, and then he would say, "Most Holy Theotokos, protect me," or "Save my friend," or "Protect my kids," or whatever intention it was. And he told me that did not take too long for him to start to train, since his children sometimes would get nightmares and would start crying. When he woke up to their cry in the middle of the night, the first thing he would do is he would cross himself in the bed, and then he would start praying to the Mother of God until the cry subsided. He mercilessly repeated this process, and it seemed to him like there was no change. Until his wife told him one day, "Something has changed. I don't need to get up to see kids at night when they cry, because every time I get up, they are already falling asleep." So he told her what he was doing, and ever since then they both started to pray to the Theotokos for protection of their children and also in whatever need they needed. For sure, sometimes they had to go see their kids if they were seriously crying. But even then, he said, that when we would start praying in their room in front of the icon of Mother of God, the kids would become calm almost immediately. They just needed a little embrace. We could say happy coincidence, or that they just got lucky. I call it a little miracle. When we read the lives of saints, we can always find these little miracles that occur in their life. Here is the issue. We are so desensitized. We are expecting these huge miracles while we undermine the little miracles that occur in our life daily. But when we focus on the little miracles and we become more grateful for those miracles in our life, then we might be worthy to be or to see even the bigger miracles. A Romanian elder, Elder Arsenie, a very good friend of my favorite to be saint, Elder Cleopa, said this about Theotokos: "The Mother of God is grieved by those who ask nothing of her. She is open-hearted towards those who, out of carelessness and ingratitude, rarely run to her. But how much more generous will she be towards those who unceasingly beg for her help. These are not only beloved of her, but are even served by her. Theotokos is always there for us, and I think more than ever, it is important for us to turn to her and run to her for shelter and help when we are in need, when we need protection from the world, from the worldly desires and judgments. We are never alone in our struggles, unless we choose to be, or even worse, even if we forget about our Heavenly Mother. Elder Joseph de Hesychast says that as soon as we cry out to her, Theotokos rushes to our help. She doesn't take her time. She doesn't say, "All right, well, I'll go." She rushes. And we don't even have to finish saying, "Almost Holy Theotokos, protect me." She's already there like a lightning, trying to help us in whatever it takes for us to get to heaven. Like, she runs to us like any good mother would run to us. So I think it is worthy for us to try and experiment within our lives too. It won't hurt us at all. But creating this habit of remembering our Heavenly Mother and asking her for help will sweeten our life and lives around us. Once we give all of our problems, all of our worries to her, to our mother, and trust her that she will help us when we need it, then for sure we will be able to see these little miracles within our life. Glory to Jesus Christ.